You're listening to Do You Hear That? A podcast about birds, hosted by Noah Kalina and Paul Amara. We're bird enthusiasts, not bird experts. So I've pulled out some crayons to talk about the indigo bunting on the last episode, and I kind of feel like crayons are a good way to start talking about the colors of birds.
Wait. Paul, hold on a second. There's just something in my ears right now. Do you hear that?
Wait, that's really loud.
I know, it's loud, and it's kind of, it can actually, like, almost feels like it hurts a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little abrasive.
It can be, yeah, and I'm hearing it all the time now.
Oh, really? Are you okay?
There it is. I mean, there are other sounds I prefer.
Yeah.
But, yep, there it is.
It's alarming.
Paul, that is the chipping sparrow.
The chipping sparrow.
The scientific name for the chipping sparrow is Spizella passerina.
Okay, passerina.
Another passerina. That was like the indigo bunting, denoting birds of large order distinguished by feet that are adapted for perching.
Oh, the feet, right.
Including all songbirds.
Right. We talked yesterday, so I kind of forgot already.
A lot happens in a day. And we hear so much in a day.
There's too many birds in one day. Wow, okay, so this is a chipping sparrow. And so the chipping, that's, I mean, their sound is chipping.
Like, totally. Yeah, definitely chip, chip. There's that.
Yeah.
But then there's also that really like ongoing sort of, I don't know, can you mimic that?
It's really a staccato, like a really like,
right.
It's almost like a pew, pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew. Yeah, super like, fast.
Yeah. And it goes on for pretty long, and it's pretty sustained.
Definitely.
There's not really a crescendo. There's no, like, decrescendo. There's, yeah, it's just, boom. There it is. Long.
Right. A line.
I almost wonder if this episode is going to be too annoying because it's just...
Let's walk away from the birds. We're not hearing it all the time. Maybe we're just hearing the chips, those little tinks.
Okay, yeah. The chips I can deal with.
The sustained sound.
Yeah.
But, Paul, give me the description of what this bird looks like.
This bird, I don't know where to start with this one because there's kind of a lot going on, but it's a really handsome bird, I'd say. Its wings almost have a stripe pattern on them, but it's in the color scheme of what you'd expect to see in a cheetah. So there's a sort of light tan and then these darker brown lines. And it's really flattering, and its belly... It looks gray. It's almost like a sort of peppery white gray.
Yeah.
It has this cute, like, chestnut brown cap. It looks like it's wearing a little hat.
Definitely, yeah.
Like, right on its head. And then it has these lines that go, like, right... It's, like, shooting right from its beak through its eye.
Yeah.
Sort of wrapping around the head, and it's these little black...
Stripe.
Yeah, it's just a stripe. It's not as thick as we've seen on other birds, like the cardinal or the pileated woodpecker. It's a little thinner than that.
Yeah, so it's not like a mask. It's just, it's like eyeliner almost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or like running mascara or something. But
yeah.
But it's really characteristic of the chipping sparrow. And then above its eye and below its eye, sort of defining the borders of that black stripe, is that same peppery white. Is peppery white, is that... That makes sense. It's gray.
Yeah, I think it depends on the light and which photos you're looking at. Definitely gray. You know, I would think, if I'm thinking of this bird in my mind, I would think white. But
yeah,
investigating it up close in these photos,
yeah,
it's definitely more of a gray. It's almost dull, to be honest.
Maybe dull or muted. Muted sounds less...
Yeah, offensive.
Offensive. But I'm looking here and... This is a picture of a juvenile. It's not specifying if it's a male or female. I don't know if the male and female look different.
I'm not sure. I see these birds. They're super common here. They come to feeders. They're in my lawn. I hear them all the time. They're very tiny and they're very abundant.
Mm.
So there can be multiples of them all around the place. And they're actually quite easy to dismiss because they are so common.
Mm.
And now for anyone listening, and if you are in the United States or Canada, you got them. They're everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
You could go outside and probably eventually see one.
When I first saw this bird, actually when you first said that we're going to do the chipping sparrow, I immediately thought of the bird I see most around my neighborhood, which is the house sparrow.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, they do look similar.
They've got to be related in some way.
Yeah, the house sparrow doesn't have the chestnut like crest on top, but it does have the sort of similar black lines around it.
Totally. I think it might have a more enticing call.
It is like the bird. When I use my Merlin Bird ID app, that's the only bird that shows up.
Right.
Like literally.
It's the only bird in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's the only bird. Those and pigeons, but pigeons aren't that loud. So, but the chipping sparrow, I think I like the vibe of it more because it feels more like a niche sparrow.
Mm.
And I just like its little hat.
It's boutique.
It's a boutique sparrow, yeah. But I guess around you, they're...
Yeah, they're pretty common. And I don't even think they go away in the winter around here. I think they're one of the only birds that I will see without fail in the winter.
I did read about that. These birds, they will migrate, but not very far.
Right.
So you'll see them around.
Yeah, totally.
Do you know about these birds' nests?
Tell me about the nests, Paul.
They typically build their nests low in a shrub or a tree. But every once in a while, they get a little creative. And some people have found their nests hanging from strands of chili peppers.
Whoa.
I don't know why the hanging, I don't know where that comes from. But
you know something? Birds do such a good job at hiding their nests. And I mean, obviously, this is on purpose.
Of course, yeah.
I would feel like I would see nests. I should see nests all the time, considering how many birds I have on my property.
Yeah.
But I really don't. I don't think I've ever just stumbled upon a chipping sparrow nest.
Yeah. You know what's interesting that I'm thinking about right now is like, I'm like, wow, yeah, it's like they do a good job camouflaging their nests. It's like, how they do that? Well, they're camouflaged because they're making them out of sticks and trees and stuff, and then they're in sticks and trees. Like, so it's like,
yeah, exactly.
It's literally made out of the same material. I don't know why. So
like, if you look up, especially like some of the pine trees I have around here, where I think a lot of these chipping sparrows hang out during the day,
mm-hmm.
they're up in there and they're also camouflage. Like those colors make them practically invisible when you look inside the canopy of a tree.
Right.
So unless they kind of come out and start foraging around,
right,
you don't really see them, especially because they are so small.
Yeah.
And really one of the smallest birds, I would say.
Yeah.
Like according to like the size chart, it's the smallest.
Yeah. Sparrow sized or smaller.
Yeah.
I'm also reading here that their nests are flimsy and almost translucent. I mean, not translucent, but you can see through the nests because they're so hastily put together.
Right.
Which is interesting. I do wonder why some birds care more about their nests than others, you know? Like, I guess they're like, if it works, it works.
They're kind of like humans in that way, right? Like, some people, it's all about their house and it's all super dialed in.
Yeah.
The furniture and everything, it's like out of a catalog. And then you go over to that one person's house and it's just a mess. They don't care.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. Yeah.
Different values, you know?
Yeah. But again, maybe it's because they're always on the move or they're hopping around. It says here that the males guard the females as they build the nest, but they don't help. Sounds like the indigo bunting a little. And it takes the females 3 to 4 days to finish their nest.
You know, one thing that I've been thinking about a lot with birds and just laying eggs. So the clutch size for a chipping sparrow is about 2 to 7 eggs. So they say that the broods are 1 to 3. So I guess from the amount of eggs that they lay, they'll only get a couple that actually hatch. But this happens with birds a lot is how fast from egg laying to baby period. This is 10 to 15 days incubation period.
That is incredible.
I mean, it's just, imagine if humans were that fast.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that.
Sort of similar with my chickens. It's about 20 days or so.
Wow. You bring up a good point because maybe their nests, they're like, look, we're only going to need this for 10 to 15 days.
Right.
So not going to put too much effort into it. Not going to invest in this home.
Pragmatic. They're out in nature. I mean, you've got to be pragmatic.
And maybe that is by design because it's sort of like, look, kids, don't get comfortable. Like, right. This is not a comfortable place right. to hang out. Like, you're going to want to get out of here, and I'm not going to do anything to make you not want to leave. Like, there's something to that. I think that humans should maybe do that more.
Interesting.
Just saying. I feel like...
Wow, hot take.
I mean, hey, sometimes I feel like people get a little too comfortable.
At what age do you think is, like, a good for a kid to go off on his own as a human?
Probably, like, 18.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something like 8.
Yeah, you're 8. You finally learned how to ride a bike. Now get out of here. That'd be funny. You know, okay, yeah, I take it back. It's 8. 18 is... You should be 10 years into adulthood by 18.
Yeah, okay. I mean, so the oldest recording Chipping Sparrow was at least 10 years, 11 months, when it was recaptured and released during banding operations in Ontario in 1998.
Wow.
I feel like these banding operations, they're always like 1998 or 1993.
Yeah.
Have we stopped these operations?
Yeah, they did it once. They're like, we got it.
Yeah.
Like, they checked it off. They're like, we got the Chipping Sparrow.
Maybe... I don't know how, that seems complicated to catch a bird,
yeah,
band it, and then find that same bird again.
Yeah.
And these are during times that they didn't even have GPS yet. We should chip these birds. It's so easy to do now.
Yeah. I mean, they call it the Chipping Sparrow, so.
Wow.
Wow. But you know what would be cool if it was like crowdsourced? Like this idea that we have for the Apple glasses that can spot birds for you.
Totally.
If you could just look and then it would like process it and know. Like,
oh, interesting. Yeah. Like based on like basically face ID, but for the bird, it's very specific signature of that bird.
Right.
And then you know that you've seen the same bird again over and over again.
Right. That'd be cool.
Wow. I bet we get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. It's a good idea.
So should we do it, Paul?
Yeah, we have to rate this bird.
Okay, let's do it. On the world famous 5-point chirp scale.
I really like this bird. I like how it looks. I will say its call is its only sort of docking factor for me, which brings it to a 4 out of 5 for me.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm in agreement. I mean, I'm trying to tell everyone that all birds are good.
Totally.
There is no bad bird.
No.
But like on the good bird spectrum where all the way to the left is good and then all the way to the right is amazing.
I wasn't sure where you were going to go with that.
I would say the Chipping Sparrow is a little more to the left. It's a good bird.
Okay.
It's not an amazing bird. It's good. I'm glad it exists, but you know what? Another thing, it is so common. I tend to prefer uncommon birds, except for the cardinal, which is very common, but just stunning and amazing, and a 5-chirp bird.
Yeah.
The Chipping Sparrow, it's just not that stunning as a something to look at. And for something that is so common when it comes around, you're just like, you know, whatever. There it is again. Cool. I'm glad it's there because it's a bird and birds are cool. But, you know, so I'm going to give it a 3 chirps out of 5, but with your 4, it's a 4-chirp bird. I think that's it, Paul. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Do you hear that?
Is hosted by Noah Kalina and Paul O'Mara. Edited and engineered by Paul. Music also by Paul. Noah last photographed a Chipping Sparrow on June 14th, 2022. Follow us on Twitter at TheBestBirdPod and support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/doyouhearthat. Episode art images sourced from the Library of Congress. Ambient bird sounds by Noah Kalina and additional bird sounds from macaulaylibrary.org.